Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Yalda is an Iranian queer man, radical fairy, DJ, musician, poet, activist and masseur. Now a Lismore local, Yalda grew up surrounded by lush green nature in the north of Iran near the Caspian Sea. He attended an Islamic high school and his experiences in Iran led him to develop a strong passion for human rights and protesting injustice. Two things guide him in life, music and massage. He uses both to work on the spirit, soul, body, heart and mind. This story was recorded at Queer Stories in Mullumbimby in 2021, presented in partnership with local org Queer Family and hosted by Aidan Gentle. Follow Queer Stories and Queer Family on Facebook for event updates in the Northern Rivers.
Wow, what a beautiful night with all these beautiful people here. Just makes me nervous. So I start my story. 10 years ago, I decided to leave my country to find more peace and freedom. I left Iran to Turkey, and after meeting UNHCR's lawyers, I have been accepted as a homosexual refugee. Then I got my temporary visa, refugee's visa, and I could start my journey in another Islamic country again. It was a long way to get my permanent visa to third country, which I didn't know when and how it would happen. I found a small city, and I found a cute small apartment in South Turkey, where I started my new life again on my own. Mersin was a small, very small city, and most of the people couldn't speak English or understand. Even some of them were against to the Western culture and their languages. So whenever I try to speak English, they even look at me worse. However, after living in Mersin for 1.5 years, I could speak Turkish fluently, and I felt more connected to their culture and new country and city. Everything was looking not too bad, till one day when I was walking in the city center, a few masculine Turkish men stopped me in the street and told me, "You come here right now." They stopped me in the street, and one of them raised his voice and asked me, "What are you doing here?" I was like, "I'm just walking in the street." And I was a little bit scared, but I couldn't ignore them or pass them. I felt they will be more aggressive and chase me or attack me in the street. So I tried to calm down and see what is going to happen. And I said, "Hello, how are you?" They said, "Why are you plucking your eyebrows? Are you not a man?" I said, "I didn't pluck them. My eyebrows are like look like this." They laughed at me so loudly and started asking more questions about my gender and sexuality and the country I was coming from, common question. And I felt they verbally were getting a little bit, because they were speaking Turkish and I could understand a little bit Turkish, but I wanted to pretend I don't understand everything, because they were getting more insulting and their talking tone were so aggressive and abusive. So suddenly I thought it might be better to pretend that I really don't understand as much Turkish language. And that was my saver idea. I passed that day safely, but after that experience, I couldn't live in Mersin City anymore. I decided to move to Istanbul, where I knew the homosexual community was much bigger, so I would be more acceptable in society. I went to the police station to let them know that I can't live in this city and I'm not feeling safe here because of so much nationalism and homophobia. Of course, as a refugee, you have no right to move to any other cities before the government permissions. So they straight away rejected my request. I was so angry, really angry and disappointed. Couldn't believe that I'm in a bigger prison and I have less freedom in here than Iran. while my hands were so shaking and my eyes was full of fears. I responded, I'm not a prisoner. I didn't do any crime. I left my country to have more freedom. I wish you could understand me, but of course you cannot even imagine my situation. I will live if I have to, and no one can stop me by myself. I left Mersin and I started my new life in Istanbul again. I found a beautiful home with open-minded atheist feminist Turkish housemates who got into my heart so quickly. I started to explore the nightlife, gay cafes, nightclub, live music, ancient architecture places, and I found more radical friends. I had a wonderful time and life in Istanbul, and I even fell in love 2 times with hot Turkish men. They broke my heart, but all good. After a year and a half, I got a phone call from Australian embassy, finally, and they told me that your visa is on its way and it's getting ready, and my flight being booked will be booked so soon. So I had to check my account on the UNHCR's website to get more information every day. I was like clicking every day, just checking, nothing changed, really. And after half a year, I had a few weeks to pack my stuff, but before leaving Turkey, I need to go back again to the city I was coming from to get the exit letter from Turkish police that I haven't done anything criminal. Hello, Mr. Officer. I came back to get my exit letter. Officer said, oh, Yalda, is it you? Where have you been all these times? I said, I was living in Istanbul. I have told you about my situation before. Mr. Officer said, and we told you that you cannot, it's impossible. Yalda, we pulled out your name and all your documentary from the system. You do not exist for us. How can I write an exit letter for someone who doesn't exist? I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe what is happening. And I said, but I'm here now. Can you see me? I'm a small one. My visa is ready. My flight have been booked by UN. If I don't get my exit letter soon, I will have to wait in the queue again, and no one knows how long that would take to get my second flight. He said, Yalda, you broke the laws by leaving this city without permission. I can arrest you now and keep you here tonight and even deport you to Iran, but because I really like you and you're a respectful person, I'll let you to go now, and I pretend I haven't seen you. Go back to where you were before and never come back again. It was one of the worst days in my life. I still can feel it. I called the human rights organization in England, Turkey, Canada, and whoever that I knew to ask for help. I was too scared to be deported. Sitting at balcony, watching the beautiful Mediterranean Sea, crying, feeling so depressed and alone, my phone rang. It was Samira, one of my best friends who was a Kurdish refugee in Iran, from Iran. She said, I'm coming to see you. Give me your address, because I was living in the new place. She didn't know. We can talk at the beach, have a shisha, cry and talk together. She said, please, please come with me, Yalda. Just stop thinking for tonight. I will take you to a Turkish cafe. The cafe is so beautiful, and some fortune teller are always at the cafe. Maybe they can tell us something, and we just have a Turkish cafe and a sigi. Cigarette before, now I'm Aussie, I say sigi. The cafe was full of people, but quiet. Staffs are serving coffee and teas and drinks. Suddenly I saw a gypsy Turkish woman walking in the cafe. She felt my vibe and turned back and stared at my eyes. She walked out and came to us and said, hello, darlings. How is your day? Is everything fine? And I said, well, I don't know what to say. Can I ask a question? Are you a fortune teller? She smiled and said, yes, my son. What's happening for you? I said, I really don't know, and I don't want to share anything about myself with you. If you want to read my cup or tarot card, I doubt about fortune tellers, but I believe in metaphysics. So would you like to tell us what you see in our Turkish coffee cups and open a tarot for me? She asks a permission to sit, and we welcome her. You have a big legal problem, and that's worrying you too much, she said. You feel you are alone and you can't find any solution. Things are so messy and mixed up, and you cry a lot. Your cup is full of tears. Now I'm impressed. I said, please, tell me what you see. Continue. I don't want to give any information. That's how I can believe if you are saying true or not. She said to me, look at me and my friends, and look at our eyes. I was like, you both are loving each other so much, but you are not partner. I see a very strong friendship, which will last forever if you don't let anyone come between you. She did that. And my son, I know you are having a very difficult time, and you see nowhere to go, but you will leave this country very soon. You are going somewhere so far away by plane. It looks like a big, massive island. My mouth was widely open and I was so speechless. And I said, no, I'm stuck here. She continued, my darling, I can see so much protection and help. You will leave Turkey before New Year, and before you leave, you will celebrate and share your happiness with your all friends. You also will continue celebrating your life in your new country. That land is a wonderful place. You will have a great life there. I got goosebumps and so surprised by all the information that she was giving to me. Whatever she said came true. I got my flight and exit letter just in 2 weeks. I still have. Thank you. I celebrated with all my friends for days and nights in Istanbul nightclubs. And when I arrived to Australia, it was 12 December. Everywhere was full of lights and Christmas preparation and a new year ahead. And I remember I was so drunk at gay nightclub. I'm dancing so happy. I'm feeling so free, extremely lucky. And I still have her voice in my head, really. Whenever things get a little bit difficult, I'm like, she's coming back and telling me, enjoy your life. Don't worry too much about anything. Everything is getting sorted so soon. Have a magical night, beautiful creature.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, share your favourite tales on the socials, and follow Queer Stories on Facebook for updates. You can also follow me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.